I'm not in any danger. I just like to give them heads up so that I'm not like, no, I need to go now. And they're like, you need to do three more.
You don't want to be a diva about it?
No.
I've You're learned very my polite. Lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with it. What's the like most diva-ish thing that you kind of like doing? Green M&Ms, anything?
I need, you can ask any of our TR department. When I show up at TV, first thing I need to do is put a Red Bull in my hand. Caffeine is how you get through those days, and those guys joke about it so much that I've gotten jokes about having a Red Bull here today, which I don't need because I had coffee already. But yeah, when I show up at TV, I need a Red Bull. That's it. That's a rule. They all know it.
Is it a slow sip? Is it a Steve Austin like?
You want to know what it is? I need a pick me up to like because TV days are so long for us. So it's like, my match, I've already had a whole day, and I chug it, and then I go beat people up.
Do you drink one after?
No, not after, no.
You're not? I'm blanking on who said that, but they were like, yeah, I worked all night, I worked a match, and then I drank like a Red Bull at 2 a.m. I was like,
I went
to sleep. I was like,
I don't have to. I'm usually so amped up from beating someone up that, I'm up anyway, and then we usually have like a 6 a.m. flight, so I don't sleep.
So we did an interview ahead of Crown Jewel. It was about the fatal five-way. You were fighting everybody in the match.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are aligned with one of your opponents in that match. You've been working with her. Zoe Stark kind of, I'll say, had a breakout year in 2023. What's it been like working with her as a veteran of WWE? But I feel like you guys have a lot of chemistry without having a lot of experience together. What's it been like getting a chance to work with her?
Well, it's funny. We have some like shared history in our, as far as our coaching and our lineage. So there is this common thread that people maybe don't know about. However, as far as like, so Zoe impressed me because I beat the snot out of her and she kept getting back up and she would not quit. And that impressed me. So, I decided, I don't know how it started. I think I saw something happening and I gave her some advice how to handle it backstage. And, you know, when she's not being an annoying rookie, she's great. I think we complement each other well in the ring. She does all the cool flying off of stuff, and I'll tear people's limbs off, so it balances out.
What can she do to sort of improve her stock with you, be less annoying rookie? And
she just needs to listen. She's a person, like, she's got to learn it on her own, but like, you can definitely tell I'm like the vet, and she's, you know, she's still very much like reading social media comments and stuff that I'm just like, don't read that crap, you know, stuff like that. Or I'm like, just don't even, oh, but what about, should we go ask for, no, just relax. So yeah.
Royal Rumble, the official start to WrestleMania, the road to WrestleMania. How do you improve your chances of getting on the card? What do you feel like, whether it's you two together or whether it's you yourself, what do you have to do to ensure that you get a spot on one of the nights in Philadelphia?
Well, I think I'm in a good position to where, obviously, the winner of the Rumble is going to be at WrestleMania, so there's that. I think even if I don't, Zoe and I are positioning ourselves to perhaps get that spot in a tag match. I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, you have to beat a lot of people up. So that's what we're trying to do, and that's all we can do.
All right. My last question. Anytime I talk to you, I usually try to get some tape study, some homework for me to watch. I know you know a lot about different forms of wrestling. Is there anything you'd recommend or anything that you're watching right now that really maybe needs some more spotlight that doesn't get as much attention?
Man, actually, I just stumbled on this old Dan Severin versus Jim Neidhart match. And, man, that's the stuff I love. I was looking up Dan Severin stuff. Obviously, I'm a shooter. You know, he was too. a badass dude. So I stumbled on that match, and it's a really great match. That's the thing, my most recent study.
Lot to go with. Yeah. Thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.